And Bigfoot.
Oh boy, it's like backstage at Hollywood Square as all the celebrities come walking in. Not one, not two, but three members of the Maquoketa Valley Fine Arts Program and thespians one and all. Before we get any further, we're going to go around the room and introduce yourself. I'm going to start with you in the Adidas hoodie. Your name is?
McKenna.
And your name is?
Josie.
And your name is?
Carter.
Are you guys related to Cher? Because nobody has a last name. It's just all first names. So last name, Mom and Dad are listening. They want to make sure they hear the last name. So go out, do it again.
McKenna Bush.
What grade?
10th.
What things do you like about school? See, we're not going off the questions off the sheet now. No, your last name?
Josie Teamer. I'm a junior.
And go ahead. See, she was going to actually give me details about herself.
And I love all my friends and all my teachers.
And you, sir?
My name is Carter Claren. I'm currently a senior, and I love going to school to learn.
All right, here's a question right off the bat, before we even talk about the show coming up. As students of Maquoketa Valley, are you offended if people call it Mac Valley? Do you guys yourselves call it Mac Valley?
Yeah.
Because I had a guy call one time just up in arms that we called it Mac Valley. He was upset. He was ready to burn the place down. I said, you know what? Next time we have students from Mac Valley in here, we're going to ask them about it. So that's out of the way. So what's going on at Mac Valley to keep everybody busy the last few days? And I understand there's a big show coming up, too. Oh, I'm supposed to, now this is where I'm supposed to go to the questions. All right. Tell us about the show Miss Nelson is Missing, McKenna.
Jeffrey Hatcher's play is based on the children's book Miss Nelson is Missing. Miss Nelson's class is filled with rotten kids, and Principal Homlicker suggests that the teacher create a plan to prepare her students for the big state test. But then, Miss Nelson disappears.
No! Sorry, I was just in question.
Though the kids rejoice, they soon learn that their substitute, Miss Swamp, is nothing like their regular teacher. Because recess is eliminated from the student schedules.
The horror!
And they must complete hundreds of pages of homework.
Oh my.
The students decide they need to find Miss Nelson and start by asking for Detective McSmog's assistance. Will they find Miss Nelson? Will she be back in time for the big test? But most importantly, will the students pass the test?
These questions and more answered on the next Days of Our Lives. Josie, why should people come see it and who should come see it?
Well, I think everyone should come see it because we've put in so much work and so much effort and everyone has done such a good job. And I think every year our directors do such a good job picking a production that will be enjoyable for all ages. And if you have read the original children's book, it's a lot similar to that.
It's one of my favorite reads. I keep it by the nightside table. It kind of calms me down and everything. Carter, let's talk about when it is and where it is and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so our first production is this Friday night at 7 p.m., this May 5th. And then our second and only other production is this Sunday, May 7th at 3:30 p.m. Both of those are in Delhi in the high school auditorium. You can purchase tickets in the high school office. You can call in and have yours reserved. They're $5 a piece. And you can even get them at the door before performance if there's any left.
Now, what character are you in this ensemble?
I am Elvis.
Okay.
So it's not Elvis Presley, he is named after Elvis, talks like Elvis, sings, dances, and he really just has a good time during the whole show.
So this is a full-on musical. This is a play and musical then, too, or is it just Carter singing?
I'm the only one that really sings.
You're the only one that has to sing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There is a rap that the principal does perform.
Okay. So now, do you guys have it all memorized, or only the principal has that memorized?
Only the principal.
So that's your way of getting out of having to do it on the air, isn't it, John? I figured that out. Josie, what character do you play?
I play Kimberly, who is a little girl obsessed with becoming the world's greatest supermodel.
And what's your favorite part about that? A lot of character depth there, right?
well, I relate to Kimberly personally because one of her big character traits is that she cannot spell.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also another one of her big plot points is that she has a crush on every single little boy.
Including Elvis?
Yes. I do have to hold Carter's hand.
I have to hold Carter's hand. Now, tell me about... obviously, you're the one that wants to be the supermodel because you're the only one wearing sunglasses in the studio today.
I know.
Is that just part of character development as you get ready? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's bright in here.
It's very bright. McKenna, when did you guys get the script and how long have you guys been working on this then?
We've been working on it for a couple months. 4 times a week-ish.
Okay.
Every night.
So how long does rehearsal go? It starts at like 3:30 and goes till midnight? How does that work?
Not quite. Typically our rehearsals are from 6:30 to 8:30, give
okay.
or take.
Okay, gotcha. And now you're all, I mean, if I were to ask you to put it on today, would you be ready? Could you do a show this afternoon?
Absolutely.
Is it that ready?
Yep.
All right. Carter, one more time before we let you guys get back to school. Because remember, the longer you're here, the more school you miss. Just remember that. Where can we get the tickets? How do we get the tickets?
So you can call into the high school office over in Delhi, and you call and get your tickets reserved, and there's $5 a piece, and they'll just set them aside for you with your name on them. Otherwise, before performance, you can come in a little bit early and buy a ticket there.
And will you guys all be out in the vestibule, the auditorium afterwards, signing autographs after the show and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to tear down the set like right after it's done, or do you get to have a few days to like come down off that high?
On Sunday, we do.
Oh, you got to go back in Sunday and do it. Even you, Josie? I mean, you're the supermodel of the group. Why are you supposed to do manual labor? What's up with that?
I'm going to chip my nail.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. And then now remind me, there are no seniors here, right?
I'm a senior.
You are a senior. So yep. If Carter doesn't graduate this year, you can all get back together and do one more show next year too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When's the last day of school, Carter? Do you have that memorized?
For me, it's... I don't even know. 6 days left.
I don't know when, but I know it's 6 days. So yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. We're going to get a picture of their smiling faces. You'll be able to see it online at kmch.com. And, of course, how to get the tickets for this weekend shows as well. Good luck, everybody, okay?
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see how well your memory is and if you remember our business of the day.